Hi, this is Nashir Mark from InfoTechSquare.com. InfoTechSquare.com registers businesses and obtains licenses in all 50 states of the USA. InfoTechSquare.com was established in New York, Queens in 2003, and due to its integrity, reputation, and disclosure policy, most of the rating agencies have given InfoTechSquare.com either A+ or 5 stars. In this short video clip, I'm going to tell you how can you register a non-profit organization in the USA. We have two types of non-profit organization. One is religious non-profit organization, the other type is non-religious organization. The difference between religious and non-religious non-profit corporation is the religious non-profit corporations are those where the people will come and worship. You can also register a non-profit organization to serve the society. Like you can start a cancer hospital under your non-profit organization or any institution which helps needy people. Non-profit organization registers in two steps. Step one, to register it in the state you are planning to operate your non-profit organization. Step two, to register it with the Internal Revenue Service for the travel exemption. If you still have any question, you can use our knowledge center. Under knowledge center, you can read or view numbers of articles to help you about a non-profit organization, or you can use one of your many options, life support, our telephone number 866-954-4460 or 516-822-3100. We can also be reached through email at support@infotechsquare.com. Again, our email address is support@infotechsquare.com. Now let me tell you how can you apply for a non-profit organization with infotechsquare.com. Let me bring you back to the landing page of a non-profit organization, select religious corporation. Click order now button, which will bring you to the order form to place an order online by using any of your major credit cards. Next, choose a state in which you are planning to organize your non-profit organization and include all the services and items you want to include in your order. Kitchen seal, employer identification number, register agent, sales tax vendor ID number, expedited non-expedited service, federal exemption, IRS fees, and if you're not sure whether you have to include one of these services or not in your order, please use the help icon to read more about the service. And if you are not still sure, and you can use one of your many options like live support online, click here, follow the instructions, you will be instantly connected with one of our live representatives to help you. You can also use our phone number 866-754-4460 and 516-822-3100, and you can also send us an email at support@infotechsquare.com. Now let me check employee identification number box 2, because it is normally required to open bank account and filing your taxes. Next, continue button to bring you on the order now form where you have to fill out all your information. First step, create your online account to place an order. Email address and the password. If you ever forgot your password in future, you can use client login area where you can use forgot password and follow the instructions. You will instantly receive your password in your email. Next, reconfirm all the services and items you want to include in your order. Under contact information, you can see here two radio buttons, domestic address and foreign address. Domestic address for those who live in USA and want their documents to be shipped in USA. Foreign address, those who do not live in USA and want their shipment in their country. Let me select domestic address. Write down your first name and middle initial if you have any. Last name, address where you want your documents to be shipped, suite and apartment number if you have any, city, state, zip or postal code, phone number, fax number if you have any. next business overview. Under business overview, you will provide us three names, your first priority, second priority, and third priority, along with the extension which will be added next to your nonprofit organization. If the first choice is not available, we'll check with the state second. If the second not available, we'll go with the third. If no one is available, we will contact you to give us an alternative name or an additional name. So you can select the extension. Business description, write in details what you are going to do under your nonprofit organization. Address, where your nonprofit is physically located. City, zip or postal code, county. Next, please list all your nonprofit members, officers, or directors are participating in this nonprofit organization or responsible parties. Write their full name, social security number. If they have any, if they do not have social security number, you can type 000-000-0000 to bypass this field, or you can follow this pattern by the social security number. Date of birth, residence address, city, state, and zip code. If you want to add more members, you can check the box to open field to write the information. Same here, if you want to add more members, directors, or officers of the nonprofit organization. And if you want to add more officers, members, or directors of this nonprofit organization, you can write here under general comments and instruction box. Make sure you fill out all these fields for each of a member, director, or officer of the nonprofit organization. Next, purpose statement. Please write here the short description of your nonprofit organization. Registered agent information. If you're not sure about registered agent, you can use help icon to read more about that. Write your first name, last name. If a legal entity is serving your company or registered agent, write here the company name. Again, a registered agent can either be a person or a legal entity serving your company or registered agent. Address, city, state, zip code. Next, time information, first name, last name. Billing address is very important. Please make sure you are using the billing address where you receive your credit card bill. Otherwise, your order will not be processed. City, state, zip code, phone number, fax number if you have any, credit card type, expiration date, card number, card security code, country. Next, general comments and instruction box. If you have any special instructions to follow your order, please write here. We'll follow your instructions. Term of use agreement and disclaimer. Please read all these terms and conditions. If you are agreed, please check the box to process your order. Next, click submit button to bring you on the review page where you can reconfirm all the information of your order, and if you want to make any changes, you can click make changes button to bring you back on the order form to make changes. Submit again, and after submission you will receive order confirmation number, which we suggest you to please save it for the future reference. I hope this short video clip was useful for you to incorporate nonprofit organization, and I thank you for watching it and choosing InfotechSquare.com for your business needs.